14th of February 2013. The four-day working week. Recent press reports have been keen on telling us that the Gambia have just introduced a four-day working week for public sector workers, with President Yahya Jammeh saying that this will give staff more time for prayer, socialising and agriculture. Well, lucky them. In a time where 24/7 is becoming the norm, and with the UK having some of the longest working hours in Europe, is this a possibility for employees here? Long hours have always been perceived as being bad for you. That's why the working time regulations limit the working week to 48 hours, right? No, wrong. The health element was a ruse by our European cousins to get the legislation through on the health and safety ticket, over which the UK had no veto, rather than part of the Maastricht Treaty's social chapter, which the UK was firmly against and not obliged to implement. In 2006, the Department of Work and Pensions commissioned a paper called Is Work Good for Your Health and Well-being? This found that generally work was good for you. It was the most important means of obtaining adequate economic resources, which are essential for material well-being and full participation in today's society. It met important psychological needs in societies where employment is the norm and was central to individual identity, social roles and status. Conversely, there is a strong association between worklessness and poor health. This may be because of the converse situation that people who are ill don't work, but in general, non-workers had higher mortality rates and poorer general health. So there we are. Working is good for you. So far, so good. But what about excessive working hours? A study a few years ago stated that 11-hour workdays can boost the chance of heart disease. This study places working long hours at the same risk level as those who smoke, those with high cholesterol and or high blood pressure. Then there's the 2005 case where the court found an employer was negligent for allowing a pub manager to work 13-hour days despite him complaining that he was working too hard. The court found that the employer had not taken reasonable steps to ensure that the employee did not work over 48 hours, which was likely to cause injury to his health. So what did the government think today? In November 2012, the government published its response to the Consultation on Modern Workplaces paper and confirmed its intention to extend the rights to request flexible working to all employees with at least 26 weeks continuous service. At the moment, those with care commitments, whether for a child or an ill or elderly adult, may make a request to work flexibly. However, this is a right to make a request only. In turn, the employer has an obligation to properly consider the request and can refuse the application if objectively justified. This is an important point to remember, as maternity returnees often believe there is a right to work flexibly or part-time. I have experience of the compressed working week, or the CWW, as this was brought in by one of my previous employers, BP. The problem with us professionals is that clients don't tend to understand that you're not working on a Friday, and deals tend to close at the end of the week. So at least part of the day will be spent either popping into the office or working from home. And now, with today's communication technology, you may never be able to escape. Of course, we have tried the experiment before, and in the early 70s, we had the three-day week, which wasn't so good for the economy. The four-day week is, however, popular in the Netherlands, where one in three men either works part-time or 40 hours in 4 days. However, when the state of Utah in the US put their 17,000 employees on a 10-hour four-day week in 2008, it was not a success and reversed in 2011. So, should we all do as the Gambia does? I'm not sure the Gambia is in the upper quartile of countries with a fantastic economic future, and perhaps we just have to stick with our own hard-working Calvinistic work ethic. For more information on part-time and flexible working, contact me, Ian Pearson, on the usual numbers or by email. Goodbye.